Meerkat Manor from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Meerkat Manor recorded by user Spungy. The material recorded is current as on the 2nd of October, 2014. Table of Contents. Section 1. Production Details. Section 1.1. National Variations. Section 2. The Meerkats. Section 2.1. Changes in Representation. Section 3. Reception. Section 3.1. Awards. Section 3.2. Impact on the Genre. Section 4. Merchandise. Section 4.1. Film. Section 5. References. Section 6. External links. Meerkat Manor is a British television program produced by Oxford Scientific Films for Animal Planet International that premiered in September 2005 and ran for four series until its cancellation in August 2008. Blending more traditional animal documentary-style footage with dramatic narration, the series told the story of the Whiskers, one of more than a dozen families of meerkats in the Kalahari Desert being studied as part of the Kalahari Meerkat Project, a long-term field study into the ecological causes and evolutionary consequences of the cooperative nature of meerkats. The original program was narrated by Bill Nighy, with a narration redubbed by Mike Goldman for the Australian airings and Sean Astin for the American broadcasts. The fourth series, subtitled The Next Generation, saw Stockard Channing replacing Astin as the narrator in the American dubbing. Meerkat Manor premiered in the United Kingdom on the 12th of September, 2005, and the first 13-episode series concluded on the 24th of October, 2005. With the success of the program in the United Kingdom, Animal Planet started broadcasting it on its national channels in Australia, Canada, and the United States. It has since been rebroadcast in more than 160 other countries. The fourth and final series aired initially in the United States from the 6th of June, 2008, to the 22nd of August, 2008. It aired in the United Kingdom in April 2009. In August 2009, it was reported that the program had been canceled. Although the show faced criticism from viewers for not intervening when a meerkat was injured and faced death, as a whole, Meerkat Manor enjoyed considerable success and was Animal Planet's top series in October 2007, both on the cable channel and through its video-on-demand service. The show's experimental format broke new ground in animal documentary filming techniques and allowed viewers a long-term, intimate look into the lives of its meerkat stars, breaking the traditional wall between viewer and subject found with most documentaries. In 2007, Meerkat Manor was nominated for two Primetime Emmy Awards. It has won three awards at the 2006 Omni Awards and at the 2006 and 2007 New York Festivals Award Galas. The first three series of the program have been released to DVD in both Region 1 and Region 2. In 2007, a book entitled Meerkat Manor: The Story of Flower and the Kalahari was released in the United Kingdom, detailing the life of Flower and the Whiskers before the series filming began. A television film, Meerkat Manor: The Story Begins, documenting Flower's birth and rise to matriarch of the Whiskers, aired on Animal Planet on the 25th of May, 2008. Section 1. Production Details. Meerkat Manor was created by Vinay Patel, executive producer and series editor at Oxford Scientific Films, and commissioned for Animal Planet International by executive producer and commissioning editor Mark Wilde. Filming for a 13-episode series took 7 to 8 months, and was limited to the Kalahari spring and summer season, as meerkats are less active during winter. Series 3 was filmed from November 2006 through April 2007, and Series 4 began filming in October 2007. Most scenes were filmed on location at the Kuruman River Reserve, where the Kalahari Meerkat project that the Meerkats are a part of is based. However, the meerkats seen in commercials and on the show's website were not the same animals portrayed in Meerkat Manor. Instead, tamer-rescued meerkats from the Fellow Earthlings Wildlife Center were filmed against a green screen. The show is primarily filmed using Sony DSR-570 cameras, although special equipment was needed for some unique footage. For scenes inside the animals' burrows, mini fiber-optic infrared cameras were employed. Wide-angle shots were filmed with a 7-meter crane and a remote-controlled camera platform. An off-camera wireless microphone was also used to record many meerkat vocalizations, only partially audible to cameras on board systems. Most filming was done by a single cameraman and a single sound engineer. Researchers have required a minimal human presence to avoid stressing the animals. Eye-level shots were difficult to achieve at times due to the meerkats' small size and the limited height of even the smallest tripods. For tracking purposes by the researchers, the dominant female of each group is fitted with a radio collar, as are some dominant and roaming males. The meerkats, especially younger animals, are marked with dye to differentiate them. As the meerkats are habituated, they would tend to ignore the camera crew as long as their personal space was respected. Section 1.1. National Variations. The United Kingdom and United States versions of the show have the same content for most episodes. However, the latter was sometimes edited for length to allow for more commercial breaks. Content was also sometimes altered. Mating scenes in particular were often removed. Animal Planet US occasionally changed the name of the meerkats and episode titles. Two of Flower's pups were renamed from Ren and Stumpy to Len and Squiggy. The title of the episode was also changed. De La Soul, named for the rap group of the same name, one of the sisters who started the Starsky group, was renamed Whoopi in the U.S. as a tribute to actress Whoopi Goldberg, an early fan of the series. Animal Planet U.S. has also renamed some of Flower's pups born in Season 3 to honor two other famous fans of the show, Elizabeth Taylor and Dennis Leary. Several episodes were renamed. The title of the final episode of the second series was changed from The Killing Fields to The Quiet Fields. During the third series, the third episode's title was changed from Something's Got to Give to Sister Act, another Goldberg reference, while the sixth episode's title changed from The House of Zappa to Sibling Rivalry. Section 2. The Meerkats. The show follows several groups of meerkats who act communally for the benefit of the group in which they live. These groups are typically led by a dominant female and male who maintain almost exclusive rights to have offspring. The group followed most closely is known as the Whiskers family. This group was chosen because of its matriarch, Flower, an unusually successful dominant female who led the group for 5 years. During Season 3, Flower died from a snake bite and was succeeded by her daughter, Rocket Dog. Animals in neighboring groups were highlighted in each series as well. In the first series, a group called the Lazuli were shown frequently in competition with the Whiskers family, and the opening credits referred to them as the Neighbors from Hell. Although their dominant male, Big C, died between series, the Lazuli appeared in the second series mostly as a source of roving males. Another group, called the Commandos, led by a one-eyed male named Hannibal, introduced themselves by attacking the Lazuli burrow, killing a pup, and badly wounding the babysitting adult. The Commandos became the new major rivals in the area, killing the pups of evicted Whiskers female Mozart and taking over some of the Whiskers' territory. The Whiskers' new neighbors were the Zappa and the Starsky. Although smaller than the Whiskers, the Zappa attacked frequently, and when they fled after one attack, the Whiskers, in a rare occurrence, adopted an abandoned Zappa pup. The Starsky group, on the other hand, was no threat to the Whiskers. Formed by a trio of Flowers' daughters permanently evicted from the Whiskers, the small group was ravaged by illness, predators, and a lack of new pups. The constantly struggling Starsky succumbed in the penultimate episode with the death of the last survivor, Mozart, who was killed by a jackal. Former Whiskers female Maybelline broke away from group at the end of the third series, forming a new group called the Aztecs, which became the Whiskers' rival in the fourth series. Section 2.1 Changes in Representation. While the show portrays real events among the Kalahari meerkats, it also removes repetitive elements of the animals' lives. Because many days are filled with behavior related to grooming and foraging, these routines were often left out of the show in favor of more unusual events. The meerkats are all named by Kalahari meerkat volunteers. The individual who first sees a new litter emerge from the burrow is awarded naming rights. This has produced a variety of names, frequently drawn from volunteers' favorite books, movies, musical groups, family and friends, historical figures, and geographical locations. Animal Planet sometimes renamed the meerkats for narration, arguing that researchers' names were too limited, often relating to spices and food condiments. Because of these changes, fans of the series who seek information on the Friends of the Kalahari Meerkat Project website sometimes have trouble locating particular animals. The project has created a list of alterations to help viewers connect the animals on the show to their real-life counterparts and to match episodes to the monthly KMP life history reports. The list, however, is only available to paying members of their website. Two of the major Whiskers family rivals were composites, created with footage and blended stories from multiple groups. For example, the Commandos group on the show uses some of the events from the real Commandos group, but was primarily shown with footage from the Vivian Research group, including its dominant couple. Similarly, the show's Zappa group was mostly presented using footage from a group called the Young Ones, named after the British television show. However, the actual story and dominant couple were from the real Zappa group. Axel, the abandoned pup from Series 3, has a research number that indicates he was probably a Young Ones pup, rather than being a Zappa as the show claims. Section 3. Reception. Meerkat Manor has been well received by viewers and critics alike. In October 2007, it was Animal Planet's top series with an audience of more than 4 million in the United States alone. In the United States, its first episode was viewed by 1 million viewers, and the second and third series premieres were watched by approximately 800,000 viewers each. The fourth series premiere did not fare as well, with fewer than 500,000 viewers. The viewership of the on-demand video offerings for Meerkat Manor grew 20% in September 2007 when Discovery offered each third series episode, video capsules of series 1 and 2, top 10 moments from the show, and a memorial sequence for Flower. Building on the success of Meerkat Manor's unique format, Animal Planet commissioned two similarly formatted programs. Orangutan Island, which focuses on a group of orphaned orangutans at the Nyaru Menteng Orangutan Rescue and Rehabilitation Center, and Lemur Street, which looks at the lives of two rival gangs of ring-tailed lemurs in Madagascar. Some fans have criticized the show for its non-interference policy with regard to the meerkats, asking why the film crew and researchers do not give anti-venom to snake-bitten meerkats or euthanize those dying and suffering. U.S. executive producer Mick Kazurowski pointed out that Meerkat Manor was a show about the real lives and deaths of the meerkats. The research group has a policy against film crews interceding in natural events, quote, because they don't want to have an effect on the gene pool by saving a weaker meerkat or affecting the outcome of what's natural in the Kalahari, unquote. As the research project is monitoring, quote, the breeding success and survival of individuals, and the factors that affect reproduction and survival, unquote, interfering in the natural processes would render the research results invalid. There is one exception to this rule. Researchers will euthanize meerkats that contract tuberculosis to prevent outbreaks that would threaten both the meerkat population and nearby cattle. Section 3.1 Awards. Meerkat Manor was nominated for a 2005 Jackson Hole Wildlife Film Festival Award in the Animal Behavior category, and in 2007 for Best Original Score. At the 2006 Wild Screen Festival, the series was a finalist in three categories: Animal Behavior, Innovation, and Popular Broadcast. The series won gold statues in Natural History and Cinematography, and a silver statue for Writing at the 2006 Omni Awards. The eighth episode of Series 3, Journey's End, which depicts the death of Whiskers matriarch Flower, was awarded the 2008 Wild Screen Festival Panda Award in the 5 Award for Popular Broadcast Program category. Meerkat Manor was a 2-time gold medal winner in the Nature and Wildlife category at the New York Festival's Award Gala in 2006 for Series 1 and again in 2007 for Series 1 and 2. The series was nominated for 2 Primetime Emmy Awards in 2007, one for Outstanding Cinematography for Nonfiction Programming, and one for Outstanding Picture Editing for Nonfiction Programming. In 2009, the series was awarded the Grand Award at the New York Festival's International Television Programming and Promotion Awards in the Family Programs category. Section 3.2 Impact on the Genre. Meerkat Manor's innovative new methods of filming allowed the Kalahari Project scientists a chance to uncover aspects of meerkat life never before seen, including life within the burrows. The film crew was also the first to capture meerkat infanticide on film. While many documentaries maintain an emotional distance from their subjects, Meerkat Manor, due to its extended length, soap opera-like narration, romanticization of the animals' lives, and close-up filming techniques, provides a closer, more personal view of the meerkats. Viewers describe being emotionally involved in the animals' lives, sometimes forgetting they are watching a documentary. The meerkats' frequently short lives and brutal deaths become surprising and disturbing to some audiences. This experimental format was seen as expanding the boundaries of both the nature documentary genre and the nature of reality TV. Begin quotation. Like the meerkats, Manor is an odd beast. The crew is forbidden to intervene, and the producers don't sugarcoat the animals' less cuddly habits, infidelity, abandonment of young, occasional cannibalism. But the meerkats are named and given human traits: courageous, caring, bullying. And their antics and tragedies take place over a soundtrack. Manor is both brutal and melodramatic, and thus more devastating than most documentary or scripted drama. End quotation. James Poniewozik, Time Magazine, 2 November 2007. Section 4. Merchandise. A book written by Professor Tim Cotton Brock, entitled Meerkat Manor, The Story of Flower of the Kalahari, ISBN 0297-844-849, was released in the United Kingdom in a hardback edition on the 4th of October 2007. The book focuses on Flower's life and the story of the Whiskers, tracing how the group started, providing a timeline of Flower's life, and detailing all of the pups she had over her lifetime as well as their current locations. The book also gives more background on how the Kalahari Meerkat Project started, the research goals and results, and researchers' personal lives. A paperback edition of the book has been announced for release in the United States by Simon & Schuster through their Touchstone imprint on the 15th of April 2008. The U.S. release will be titled Meerkat Manor, Flower of the Kalahari, ISBN 14165-8767-5. In November 2007, Discovery Communications announced that it was partnering with Activision to make a video game based on Meerkat Manor as the first in a new series of nature-based games. The announcement stated the game would be released to multiple platforms in late 2008, but no game was ever released. Section 4.1 Film. Oxford Scientific Films produced a feature film for Discovery Films that acts as a prequel to the Meerkat Manor series. Originally announced as Flower, Queen of the Kalahari, Meerkat Manor, The Story Begins was directed by Chris Barker and Mike Slee and narrated by Whoopi Goldberg. The film documents Flower's early life as she grows from a young meerkat to become one of the most successful leaders of the Whiskers clan. The film was introduced at the 2008 Tribeca Film Festival in the Spotlight section, and then aired in the United States on Animal Planet on the 25th of May, 2008, as a lead into the 30-minute Making of Meerkat Manor, The Story Begins special. It was released to Region 1 DVD in North America on the 3rd of June, 2008, with the making of the special, and another special, The Science of Meerkat Manor, included as extras. The film included re-edited footage and a new musical score. The Whiskers story was simplified, with the Lazuli being the only rival group to appear in the film. Unlike with the Meerkat Manor series, the film does not actually depict any of the real Whiskers meerkats. Untrained meerkat actors play the role of Flower and her family, with the camera crew searching out appropriately aged meerkats, then following them until the meerkats acted in a way that was needed for the film. Flower herself was depicted by approximately 8 female meerkats. Section 6. External links. Official Southern Star Entertainment United Kingdom Meerkat Manor website. Official Animal Planet United States Meerkat Manor website. The Kalahari Meerkat Project. Friends of the Kalahari Meerkat Project. Meerkat Manor at the Internet Movie Database. Meerkat Manor at TV.com. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.